Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Easter, everybody. Hour three of the Sunday Sin Bin. And, of course, if you're going to get tyres after your Easter holidays, you know where to go. Tyre Power, they bring us the scores every week. The huge store-wide super sale. Buy three, get one free on Kumho passenger and SUV tyres. Gordon Tallis, James Triceps Hooper, and from the South Sydney Rabbitohs, the legend Benji Marshall. How are you, Benj?
Oh, mate, just happy to be here for happy hour now that Kenty's gone.
Yeah.
Again, I just have to say it, you know. I'm just happy to be here.
Now, mate, your little bloke, did you get him some Easter eggs this morning, little fox?
I did, mate, and he woke up, daylight savings, obviously, so he woke up at 5:30 and had four Easter eggs, and then we got to his grandparents at 7:30 and they had 14 Easter eggs, and I just left them in a puddle of mess with his mum.
Yeah, so, right.
It was tough, mate, tough going this morning, but... How come we didn't get that many Easter eggs when we were kids?
Yeah.
Seriously, right. This new generation used to get one Easter egg and be stoked.
Yeah.
Now they get 15.
I used to try and save mine.
Yeah.
Try and, you know, save it for a few.
Yeah.
But now they just, like my grandkids this morning, one's busted open over here, one's got a toy in it, one's got Smarties in it.
Are you old enough to be a grandparent?
Yeah, believe it or not.
You look good, mate.
Thanks, mate.
I just watched you read that thing off the paper with your glasses off. Aren't you supposed to use your glasses to see?
Hey, you know what, Ben? You know what? This palooka's going to, and by the way, Hoops, you have been terrible today. Honestly.
Take that.
This
back,
is Anthony. You've had it.
That's not true. What's got under your guard? What's
well, you're going to bring up the fact that Benji never answers his phone.
I haven't said anything about
that. Just to my mates.
So, because I've texted you a couple of times, and I just said in the end, I'm just going to brush this bloke.
Yeah, well, I'm going to brush first, this bloke. Sweet.
And if I had any, you know, like, well, you obviously did.
Yeah.
Why have you brought this up, Anthony?
Because
you brought it on yourself.
We need to have it out because if we don't, you're going to think you're just going to raise it whenever you want. Now, I've texted this bloke four times and he's never texted
me
back.
Two times, but
and I wanted, you know how many times?
I know.
Out of the two times, you couldn't text me back once?
No, I couldn't. And like I said, I only text my mates back. And the first thing I thought was, I'm not texting this punch back.
Well, that's it, mate. You're barred.
This will come as a startling development. I'm tipping Benji's not the only person that's never texted you back.
No,
weren't you whinging about Matt from Collaroy earlier in the program?
No, I won't. No, mate, this will come as a startling development to you, Benj, but this clown, whoever goes against me, he sides with them. Address that issue, Hoops.
I don't need to address it.
Yeah, no, you do, mate.
No,
you do.
You've raised
because this is like being at home. As soon as I have an issue with someone, you side
mate,
with them.
Have you taken your medication?
No,
what's
I haven't
you?
Taken
you just
my medication.
A couple of Cody Walker's angry pills.
Hey, let's
Cody. Shout out to Cody. Good pills, mate. Well
let's
done.
Talk about what's going on the Bunnies, mate. What's going on with Adam Reynolds now that you're a Bunnies man?
That's a good question. I wish I knew. The only thing I can do is tease him every week about being his last game at every venue. But who knows, mate? Honestly, I wouldn't have a clue.
I just hope that the Bunnies can work it out.
Yeah,
me too, because he's the biggest pest, honestly. In the whole team, he is the biggest punish.
Is he?
I've never seen anyone have his phone on cue ready to stitch someone up. Like, all right, mate, let it go. Far out.
Yeah.
My first two training sessions, I didn't know that the short sponsors were supposed to go at the back. I thought they're at the front. So I had them back to front. He filmed it, put on Instagram. And then I did the same thing with my shirt the next day. So my first 2 days, he made me look like an idiot on his Instagram, thinking I was that rattled to be at a new club. But all right, man, let it go. Far out. I'll make mistakes. I'm 36. Relax. Okay. I know I'm old. Chill. Far out.
Well, it's nice to know, Benj, that he's using his phone now. Anyway, but we'll leave that right there.
Doesn't seem like you're holding on to that.
We'll leave that right there. There was some talk of perhaps Sean Johnson to Souths.
What do you think of that as a supporter of the club?
Well, I think that there's got to have to be some sort of, I don't want to say stopgap, but these younger halves, I don't think they're going to be completely ready, Benj, for next year. So maybe Sean Johnson comes in, has a year at Souths, these guys develop a little bit more.
What's wrong with the big fella going around one more year?
I was just about to say, there was talk.
No, he's obviously ridden me off.
No, I thought you weren't going around one more year.
You don't have to pull the handbrake. It's fine. Just say what you think. It's okay.
I think
you
know that I think that it's a disgraceful way, the way you don't respond to phone messages or text messages.
Well, if you keep bringing it up, I'll keep remembering.
Well, mate, I tell you what, I'm never going to ring you again, but that's another thing.
You haven't rung me once because you don't have my number.
No, I haven't got your number.
I sent it to everyone, my new number, to everyone in this room except you.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. You know why? Because I won't be ringing you, okay?
Good. I don't want you to call me. You know how happy that makes me?
Now, I'm asking you, are you playing next year?
Mate, don't take away from the segment. What did the Fox say? What else did I make?
See?
On that, Benji, there was a lot of talk, and I'll ask you now, earlier in the year, obviously, you've had a great transition to the Bunnies, and there was talk that if Adam Reynolds, as has panned out, signed somewhere else, that perhaps you would go around again. Have you made a call on that yet, or...?
Oh, I haven't made a call, but I haven't made a call for the last 5 years till the end of the season. You know, it's too hard. The season's too long and hard to know how you're feeling at the end of the year. You know, and I've just taken it season by season, and I feel like that's helped me. More than likely, I probably won't be playing. But you just never know. But at the moment, I'm not even thinking about playing. And South Seven's spoken to me about playing again, that's not even
for those young kids to have you around, mate. That'd be a massive boost for that club. The knowledge you have in the game. I remember when I was a kid coming through and having a bloke like you beside me at training, seeing the things that you, because you don't just do those things on a weekend, but you do it at training as well. Yeah. So
it's funny because all those young kids, like, honestly, I'm old enough to be some of their fathers. I was born, I'm 18 years older than some of them, you know, which is quite a big difference. And the one thing they all say to me is, how come you're so immature? Like seriously, you're oldest in the comp, but you act younger.
Still a punish.
Yeah. I said, but you know what? Yeah. I'll learn it from Woodsy.
But see, Woodsy, you said, what about Benji running around for another year? And then he responds by saying he doesn't think he will. He hasn't made his mind up. He's in two minds about it. Well, South or any club can't sit around waiting for this bloke to decide what he wants to do next year. The world doesn't revolve around Benji Marshall.
Yeah, you're right. It revolves around you.
That's right.
That's great.
Well, my world does. Yeah. My world does.
And ours does too. Look at your stupid questions.
And what about you, Woodsy?
Here we go. Don't point. It's rude to point, mate.
You got him on the back foot.
You'll be perfect for him. Because you'll just jump on board with anyone who's off me. You'll just jump
There's
on
nothing
board.
Wrong with that.
I've got my eye on you, mate. That's it. Anything more from What Does the Fox Say?
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of blow-ups about the crackdown, and I think everyone's in agreement that...
Zach Verlandis.
Oh, sir.
Take that back.
Lucky Kenny's gone.
That was a joke. Guys, just so you know, that was just a joke.
Glad we clarified that. There's obviously been a lot of backlash and blow-up about the crackdown. I think everybody agrees that they did push it too far to the absolute nth degree. I thought Joey Johns wrote a brilliant column during the week where he said, you know, if you're a big wave surfer, you're going to come off the board sometimes.
Yep.
When it's a bit hectic, if you're a jockey, you're going to have falls. If you're a rugby league player, you're going to go out there. And at times, it won't be deliberate, but there will be innocuous, unintentional contact where you'll get clipped in the head somewhere. So, Anthony, you know all about that.
Yep.
You've been getting clipped in the loaf of bread since day dot.
Absolutely. I've absolutely had the, you know what, kicked out of me when I was 14. In the,
is this the Randy Wicks incident?
No, this is the boxing ring at South Police Boys Club. Oh. Big Greek kid named Dennis punched me in the head and broke my glasses. So I think I might have some sort of a concussion.
Can
thing.
You send me his number? Oh, you don't have mine.
I think he's in. So, mate, I don't want your number.
No, all right.
Can I just
check, why were you wearing glasses in the boxing ring?
Well, I couldn't see him without the glasses on. Is there anything else in What Does the Fox Say?
Well said, Benji.
Mm. I've been in radio since about 1987. That is Fettingham, the worst segment
Don't turn on
There's
me.
There's only one worse.
Don't turn on me because you just had several different shades of colours punched out of you, okay?
Well, I've got to tell you that our friend Alistair that runs a Settlers Hotel in Port Macquarie.
The one that you promised hotel. The one that you promised to dress up in a Rooster's cheerleader.
No, that's another thing altogether.
Bet,
told me he saw you playing footy at boarding school.
Yep.
And you were the first, your grandmother nearly literally died of embarrassment when she came to see you play.
Mate, don't bring Thelma into it, okay?
What position?
I used to play rugby union, Anthony.
What position do you reckon he played?
I played open-side break.
He's not a small dude.
I reckon he wouldn't have got a start. I reckon he would have got maybe when...
Unlike you, I didn't sit on the bench the whole game with the ice cream container upside down strapped around my head, okay?
But look at you now, bud.
Yeah.
Best timer out here on radio.
It's happy hour. You gotta have a laugh, Anthony.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.